This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The markets watching the Hamptons for a tell. Is recession getting worse? Is there a slowdown? The headline from Bloomberg Real Estate. The Hamptons COVID-era buying frenzy is officially over. This report, a 5,500-square-foot home on 4 acres in Bridgehampton, came on the market 1 year ago at $21.9 million. The price cuts, three of them now, it's down to $17 million. Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's, now a novelist, is here to interpret this decline in demand in Bridgehampton, how this relates to the decline in the market. Now, Jim McTague reminded all of us at the turn of the year that the expectation in his long experience of watching markets is that the first half of the year would be ugly, and then the second half of the year would be what he calls a melt-up, because the markets would get excited about a change of leadership in Congress, associating the Republican Party with better times on Wall Street. I don't know why, but that is the association. However, what I fault Mr. McTague for is when he told me the first half would be ugly, he didn't say what kind of ugly. I thought ordinary ugly. No. It was ugly. So Swami McTague is here to defend himself on the second half of the year. I note, Mr. McTague, that when you indicated there would be selling in the first half, you didn't say Bitcoin, consumer, discretionary communication services, technology, emerging markets, S&P 500, financial stocks, investment grade bonds, high yield bonds, treasuries, all down. You didn't tell me that. The only thing that wasn't was commodities, and that's oil. Did you know this and hold off? Good evening to you, Jim.
Good evening, John. I prefer to be called Dr. Doom Jr. Yeah, I knew all this. I can see the future. And dang, I forgot to short everything. But no, I knew that stocks would be ugly. I have never gotten my mind around cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, so that wasn't part of my formulation. And frankly, I missed that commodities would be rising, because I thought the recession globally would continue to depress commodities. It was primarily stocks that I saw falling about 30%. I'm still off 10%. I think they're down, the S&P's down 20% for the year. But I admit it was a great call.
A great call to be followed by the second half of the year. Now let us investigate what melt-up means at this point. For example, the headlines in Bloomberg also contain the word recession. I go to the lead headline. J.P. Morgan cuts U.S. economic growth forecasts perilously close. That's a quote, perilously close to recession. The recession is not the worst thing that could happen. So are they telling us that we're going to get through this, or are they telling us that there's more bad news ahead?
Yeah, I think they're telling us there's more bad news ahead. I mean, the recession, the numbers from the government are slow. The numbers generally are restated, and they can be worse than initially perceived. So the numbers right now indicate that we may have had a down month in May and another one in June, and technically 2 months of no growth or negative growth equal a recession. There's debate over that, because the employment picture is still very rosy. And, you know, in recessions of old, we had high unemployment. We don't have that yet. So it's going to be a theological argument, like how many angels on the tip of a pin. I see a melt up. I see people's bullish sentiment increasing, because, and you can hear it on all the financial networks. They're trying to give you a reason to buy stocks now. The one reason is that because the economy has slowed down so drastically in a couple of months, with just a couple of Fed rate increases, that the Fed will be less aggressive going forward, and then the economy will rebound. The second reason you hear is that in in the past, when we've had a dismal first quarter, half of the time, the S&P has had a wonderful second quarter. So you should be investing now. The third reason I give is the political picture. Inflation is burning the Americans. High gasoline prices is burning America. The average person goes to the supermarket, and it's tough to budget to feed your family. So it's a dismal economy for most of the people. So the Democrats respond by going full bore on cultural warfare. They're arguing about protecting transgender children. And the Republicans, on the other hand, are beginning to formulate a fiscal policy to stimulate the economy. Low corporate taxes, less red tape, you name it, the old Republican formulations for spurring growth. So I think what will happen is psychologically, as the election gets closer, and it looks like the Republicans are going to sweep because, they're hitting the right buttons for the electorate. They're not jumping on this cultural warfare bandwagon. They're keeping their eyes focused on the economy. Investors will see the Republican wave coming and think this is great for the economy and Wall Street. Now, after the election, I think reality will set in and they'll realize that Congress is a clown show and they really can't accomplish anything seriously, number one. And number two, they'll see the continued threats from Russia and a huge looming threat from China. And I think then the market will fall out of bed again. And I see the S&P going around to a level of around 3,000.
Will the Federal Reserve stay the course, Jim? Because politics are what Washington does, and the Federal Reserve lives there. As the economy slows down, as the gas prices continue to rise, as the inflation picture darkens, will the Fed pause?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think we'll see a rate increase in July, and Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, he talks a tough game. The problem is, inflation is still running at over 6%. I think a lot of the slowdown in spending, we've seen consumer spending, according to the data, fall off. I think that was driven more by inflation than rate increases, although the rate increases were effective at the margin. But I don't think the average consumer has felt the pain yet of higher interest rates. If they raise again in July, that'll become a reality, and the slowdown in the economy could become accelerated. At which point, because we have a midterm election coming up, I do think that the Fed will waver because it's a political animal, and they'll be afraid of interference, angry interference from a Democratic president who is up against the ropes. So
I feel like a waiter in a restaurant where the customer doesn't like anything on the menu. Do you like anything, Jim? We have about a minute.
Anything
in the market at all? Anything attractive to you?
Oh, anything attractive to me. Here's my mantra. There's an S&P 500 ETF called VOO. It's Vanguard, but any S&P 500 ETF will do. My mantra is VOO at 332, which is where we were in February of 2019. So again, I see the S&P going down to around 3,000, maybe lower, and I'd be all in on the S&P 500 at that point, because if you look at a 10-year chart vis-a-vis a one-year chart, the 10-year chart is always very, very positive.
That's so more than 20% below where we are now. That's what you think by the end of the year.
Yes.
All right. Swami McTague. He was right in the first half, and here we go. Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor at Barron's Magazine. This is John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.